Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
How often do you call on your mother or your father to mind your children? Is it a once-off thing or a scheduled day or 2 days of the week kind of thing? At what point does granny become nanny? Well, earlier this month, Sweden launched a new law allowing parents to transfer some of their paid parental leave to their grandparents during a child's first year. Is this the answer to overstretched parents trying to juggle work and family? To talk more about this, I'm joined by Mary McCarthy, an Irish independent columnist, and Mairead Lavery, columnist with Irish Country Living. Good morning to both of you. Mary, just flesh out a little bit more of the details there, please, first on the Swedish system. What are they doing?
Hi, morning, Philip. Yeah, so in Sweden, and they've always been kind of ahead of the pack, like they introduced parental leave like 50 years ago for dads, you know. So anyway, what they are allowing in the first year of a child's life, you can transfer 45 days of your paid leave to your grandparents if you want. And if you're a single parent, that's 90 days. So they are, like, I don't think any other country is really doing that. But I would disagree with that, Philip, because I think it's a sticking plaster for a bigger problem. I think we need, like, a culture change. We need to equalise the responsibilities of parenthood, so to encourage parents to take their leave, like dads, you know, to take as much leave as mothers. And also, I think it's, like, the workplace as well. They need to, it just needs to be easier for parents, like, for instance, to have more term time jobs, you know, that jobs that you can get off for the holidays and things like that. So I do think, while Sweden means well, you know, kids, young kids can be really exhausting. And, you know, for me anyway, your parents, your grandparents, they're invaluable, but it's not just free babysitting, it's the reassurance that your kids are with an adult that loves you and loves them as much as you do. But I do think that parents can take advantage. And I think that, if we did introduce that, I think it would just be even worse, you know.
Mairead Lavery, what do you think as an occasional child-minding grandparent? Would you say no to those 45 days if they were offered to you?
I wouldn't say no. And I think there's probably as many arrangements with childcare and families and grandparents as there are families, because, you know, you have situations where families live nearly next door to each other. In my case, I'm nearly 200 miles away from my grandchildren. And I love seeing them.
But that's a good, healthy, strategic distance, isn't it?
It is. But you see, if you take the train now and you have a certain age group, you get talking to people. And the amount of people who are, say, travelling up from the country on a Monday afternoon, grandparents, to care for their children or their grandchildren, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, going home again on Thursday on the free travel, it's amazing. And you know, I think, you know, young families, they're under enough strain as it is with between renting houses or trying to pay a mortgage or trying to save for a mortgage, that the cost of childcare is absolutely ridiculous. It's outrageous. And I can't understand why we pay for a lot of third level education, we pay for second level education, we pay for primary education. I mean, the state kind of puts up the money, and why young families are left literally at the mercy of, you know, sometimes pretty unscrupulous creche people. And, you know, it's a very tough time when there's people are starting a family. And I think most grandparents would row in willingly. And I know the Tilda report for 2020, they said, and I was surprised, that 54% of those between the ages of 65 and 74 had actually cared for a grandchild in the previous month. So there's an awful lot of support there from grandparents. And I don't think they're being abused. And if they are being abused by it or because of what they, you know, looking for more time with them, they might look at how they rear their own children then.
Mary, it is only a sort of a 4 or 5 year period in which everybody in the family has to sort of row in and help. It's not something that goes on forever and ever and ever necessarily. So is it really correct to think about this as being something that is an abuse of grandparents' goodwill rather than just everybody putting their shoulder to the wheel for a finite period of time?
No, absolutely. absolutely, yeah. I mean, it is only a finite period of time, and it pays off. Like, my son now is 15, and he'll text his granny. Like, he's got a great relationship with her. But I do think that it is really easy, and I speak from experience, Philip, because, like, I was a little, you know, a little bit of a despot back in my day, and I would, you know, lay down rules for my parents, like no TV, no ice cream. And also, you know, I, at one stage I had three kids under four, and I remember my mom sent me this article. It was an interview with Jilly Cooper, and the headline was "Grannies Are Not Nannies," and she kind of sent it as a joke. But I, you know, I kind of remember getting that article thinking,
"It's dumb."
So, like, well, you are.
I was going to say that I would disagree that, you know, childcare only kind of goes on for 5 or 6 years. You know, if you have a family of 2 or 3 children spread over 10 years. You know, you can be 20 years, with needing childcare support. And people forget that, you know, 13 and 14-year-olds can't be let loose around the world either. They need supervision and they need support. So, you know, I think that, like, you know, one of the problems with grandparents is that, you know, in their 50s, they may be working and, you know, may not be able to support, their children with childcare support. But as they, you know, as they get older, they have more time, and I really enjoy it. I love having my grandchildren here, and I love going to mind them where they are. But then, would I like a 2 or 3 day weeks doing it every week of the year? Probably not. It wouldn't suit me at all.
Mary, do you think that we have to be sensitive or have a mind to the fact that our parents' energy levels might not be the same as ours when we ask them to look after the children?
Well, Philip, I'm exhausted looking after my own kids. So, you know, my dad's nearly 80. So, I mean, he did, a few years ago, he said to me, look, I play golf on these days. Stop asking me, you know. So I just think, you know, everyone can be happy if you just have a few rules in mind. And I would say the first rule is don't interfere. So if you expect your parents to look after your kids, let them do it their way. So, you know, and then the other one would be,
we'll,
if you can't help it.
Do not be sneaking Nutella or jelly biscuits in behind your children's back, or you'll literally get it.
But also,
I say to my grandchildren, it's my job to be bold. You know, that's what nannies are there for. You know, we're not to do exactly what we're told to do. Our job is to be bold, and the kids absolutely love it.
Indeed.
Totally
right. Yeah.
What do they have in common? A common enemy. And there's a lovely text here from Sheila who says, a friend of mine has a phrase for overworked grannies. It was the second clutch that killed the old hen. That's a lovely turn of phrase. Mary McCarthy and Mairead Lavery, thank you both very much.